Here's a thought about a moment without panic. So yesterday, I'm photographing in an indigenous Shea village. These are farmers out in the country near Lishui, China. It was a beautiful day, a little warm, and I had taken a down vest to wear just in case it got a little chilly. So I was really warm and a little uncomfortable, and as a result, a little careless. And when I went to put my camera back on my spider holster on my belt, because I was going to walk for a little ways, I didn't pay as much attention as I should have. And the minute I let go of the camera, it plunged to the ground and smashed on the cement. And my first thought was, gosh, I hope I didn't break my camera. And then I thought, isn't it interesting that my first thought wasn't panic? Because here I am on the beginning of this 3-week trip. I could have lost my camera, but wait, I have a backup camera. Back in the hotel, in my suitcase, is a second camera body that takes all these same lenses that I packed specifically to insulate myself from potential failure of my camera, whether it be manufacturing or mechanical failure or idiot pilot error. The point is, I was concerned, but I wasn't panicky, because I knew it wasn't going to ruin my photographic trip. It wasn't going to require that I go out and buy an emergency camera here in China. That I was okay, because I had planned for failure. I talked about this before I came on the trip. I guess this was a good example of why that pre-planning is important.